forgot the other thing. Okay, today is Daf Lamites. Today's Daf Alon Zecha Nishmas Yisrael Mordechai ben Dov Zev. Dr. Ira Silverstein Zatzal, whose yurt site is today. Okay, we are on Lamed Ches Amad Beis by three lines in the bottom. Amar Rava, I believe.
Yes.
So Amar Rava, Rava states, Lil Lema Inish Baruch Haba V'Hadar B'Shem Hashem Ela Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem B'Hadadi. Not supposed to say Baruch Haba and then say B'Shem Hashem. He's supposed to say Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem. It goes together because that's what the meaning of the pasuk. Right? Rashi explains that we're not talking about somebody who has somebody makra. Like we said yesterday about someone who's. They were saying it responsibly. One was saying Baruch Haba, and the guy was responding. That's not the case. Right? He says, Misha ein acher makra oso, lo lema Baruch Haba v'yanshim beitayim, and then breathe in between, v'hadar b'shem Hashem, and then say b'shem Hashem, to ho kaima askara amnosa de'el amnatsa kimosu v'tala, because the b'shem Hashem means nothing by itself. It's Baruch Haba b'shem Hashem. Say Baruch Haba, and you just say b'shem Hashem, it doesn't mean anything, so you're saying Hashem's name in vain, it's l'vatala. I will skip the parentheses because everyone knocks it out, and that statement appears in a few lines. Amar Rava, Rava then says, all as well, Lo lema inish yeheshmei Rava v'hadam mevarach. Don't say yeheshmei Rava mevarach v'lam me'omayah. You're supposed to say yeheshmei Rava mevarach. You're supposed to say it all in one breath. Ela yeheshmei Rava mevarach v'hadadi. So Amalei Rav Safra then says to him, Moshe, which is, he says, you go to Lador, right? It's sort of like a, you're such a tzaddik. Hey, tzaddik. Moshe. Shapir Kamarto? Rashi's bit me off. Is that really true what you said? Elohasam Ahach, rather here, rather there, meaning Baruch Haba B'Shem Hashem, and here, regarding Yeheshmei Rabbim Mavarach, right? Vahacha Asuke Milsehu Viles Lanva. Everything goes, Rashi says, everything goes according to the Kavana. It doesn't matter how you break it up, it just goes according to the Kavana. So, it happens to be a major machlokas. We've shown him about how to say it. It came up in a Tosfos and Brachos and Gimel, machlokas in the Machzor Vitri in the Ri, as how you say Baruch, how you say Yeheshmei Rava, where you make the breath. So the Shulchan Aruch in Simen Nun Vav Aleph, I believe, it says Yesh Lekavim Banias Hakadosh. You're supposed to have Kavana when you answer Kaddish. The Ramah says Velo Yafsik. You should not separate Bein Yeheshmei Rava Limavara, right? You're supposed to just say Yeheshmei Rava Limavara together. And he quotes Dagos Hashri B'Shem L'Orza Ruah, who says that you're not supposed to separate between Shmei Rabba. You're supposed to say, you can't say Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach. That I've heard more people say. You're supposed to say Yehei Shmei Rabba, and then he says you can separate between Rabba and Mavarach. Okay? Well, the famous Ri, he brings down the Ri from the Tosos and Brachos, Ein Lahafsik Bein Rabba Mavarach. You're supposed to say, together like the Gemara, Yehei Shmei Rabba Mavarach, Leolam Leomaya. Okay? But there's a Machlokas, you have to go to the Bar and Brachos, Tosos and Brachos, and have you explain the words of Yeheshmei Rav Mavarach. What's the definition of that statement? And based on the definition of that statement, you'll come up with where you put the comma. It depends on what the statement is meaning. The Ramah pretty much paskins that you're supposed to, I mean, and based on the Rigen Tosfos, you're supposed to say it straight through. Everyone, you know, Al Pim and Hagel. Okay, that's just that quick halacha. Next.
How do you break
Yeheshmei Rav, you can say Yeheshmei. Who says Olam Meimaya? That's not what. Yeheshmei Rabbim Mavarach. Yeheshmei Rabbim Mavarach. Olam Meimaya. What's the problem? Don't say.
Isn't that one statement? Yeheshmei Rabbim Mavarach. Olam Meimaya.
Well, I guess no one has the problem. No one indicates that you're supposed to separate between that and Olam Meimaya.
What's the Olam Meimaya about?
I don't know why you're bringing Olam Meimaya. No one says it separately. It's not the Gemara's not talking about that. The Gemara says, "Do you hate Yeheshmei Rabbah Mavarach Olam Meimaya?" Yeheshmei Rabba Mavarach Olam Meimaya. I mean, the Gemara says the Olam Meimaya goes with the Mavarach. The only question that the Gemara has is where you separate, you know, before that, right? But no one says anything about Olam Meimaya. I don't understand the question. The Gemara doesn't talk about Olam Meimaya.
Isn't that all one statement?
We're biased by the fact of what we do. But it was until we get to the halacha, there was a machlokas rishonim about how to do it. So you may say it all in one statement, but it's a machlokas rishonim. So you're holding back to one person. You can't take what you do as the you can't wait. What we do as the baseline. The baseline is before, and what we do comes out from that. Okay. You see again in the next statement. The Gemara, in two statements. The Gemara then said, the Mishnah had said, Makom shenohagu likvo, right? The Mishnah mentioned at the end, wherever there was a minhag to double, they would double. Wherever there was a minhag lifshot, they would lifshot. Whenever there was a minhag to make a bracha, they would make the bracha. A kol kemenag medina. So what is likvo? So makom shenal lichlo, what does it mean to double? So Tana, Rebbe kofel badvarim, Rebbe Elazar ben Parta mosif badvarim. So Rebbe was kofel dvarim. What does that mean? Rashi says may ana vahala. From Anu Hashem Moshe Yonah going down, he would double it. He would say everything as couplets, and Rav Elazar bar Parta would be mosif badvarim. He would add things to that. What does ma mosif? What does adding mean? Amar Bai mosif lichlo me odcha lemata. He would do what we do. He would double everything from odcha all the way down, not just from Anu Hashem, but he would double everything from odcha down. Rashi says ki the precious el shakolam mizmor kofel me roshu adkan. Rashi had the long Rashi yesterday. But basically, in all the psukim in that paragraph, they basically a restatement. They say things like Rashi said yesterday. Where was that? Rashi went through them yesterday. Right, Rashi and Amud Aleph. He says it's like Min HaMetzah. Right, Rashi Dim Rashi Lichvo, Kol Pasuk Pasuk, and Ogle came with Neshesh Parsha Shakul Kfula, Hodu Tchila, Vasof Yomer Nashal Shafamim. Right, Savavuni, Dachodin Chani, Vahil Yeshua, Korin Av Yeshua, all the psukim, one after another, they basically repeat, so the minhag became to repeat everything from there forward, and that's where we get our minhag to repeat the psukim. It doesn't say Odcha twice in the Tehillim, we repeat it. What? Right, so we repeat it. I heard from Rav Yachasin in Shalvim, who said that when it came to these psukim and halal, it's most of the time you're not allowed to repeat psukim. When it comes to these psukim and halal, you're allowed to repeat it. So if you're singing along with the chazan and you have permission, you should say Shem Hashem, because you're allowed to repeat it. I don't know if that's the core to everybody, but that's what Rav Akerson once said. Okay. Amar Abaye. Okay, the Mishnah then said, any place there was a minhag to make the bracha, levarech yivarech. So Amar Abaye. Abaye said, Lo shna el acharav. We're only talking about the bracha at the end of halal, but everyone agrees about lefana beforehand mitzvah levarach. Everyone agrees that you make a bracha before you say halal, because the Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, when Yehuda said the name of Shmuel, kol hamitzvos kulan, all the mitzvos, all of them, mevarach aleihem over l'siyason. You should make the bracha in advance of the action. Make the bracha in advance. Right, Rashi says over means kodem. So over lasiyason. So umay mashma da hai over lishma da akdumehu. How do we know that over means prior to? You know what means prior? Gemara brings three psukim. My mashma da hai over lishma da akdumehu. The Amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak, of Yachman Yitzhak says, the pasuk says in Shmuel Beis, Shmuel pasuk is vihi ma arutz vayomel arutz vayaratz achimatz derech hakikar vayavor esakushi. Achimatz is running, and he goes before the Kushi, meaning he passed him and went before him. That's one pasuk. Abai Amar Mehacha, the pasuk says, Vuhu Avar Lifneihem, this is in Bereishis, it's Vuhu Avar Lifneihem, Vayishtachu Asher Shev Pahim Agishto Arachiv, Yaakov before he goes out to Esav, he passes before them, he went before them, so Avar means he went before him. The Yibayseim, and the last pasuk is, Vayavor Malkan Lifneihem, Vahashem Berosham. That is a pasuk in Micha. Talking about in Achros Hayamim, it says their kings will pass, and there by Yavor Malkam, their kings will pass in front of them, and Hashem will be before them. So by Yavor means in front of, before. So basically, he ran to overtake them. He came before them. Avor means go before. The question they ask is, why isn't you just say Mikol Mitzvos Aseh? You just do it Kodem Lasiyasam. Why use the word Over instead of Kodem Lasiyasam? So I think based on the Tosos, we'll give an answer. The Tosos says as follows. Famous Tosos comes up every year. How do we take the lulav and esrog? The problem Tosos has is the tension between the moment you pick up the lulav and esrog, you yotze, but you have to make the bracha before you yotze. So how do you do it? So we all know what we do, but there's a machlokes rishonim, what's supposed to be done, and others have different minhagim from us. He says, over l'siyasom, he says, mitam zeh, according to this reason, sarich levarich alulav kodem sheyitulenu. You have to make the bracha on the lulav prior to taking it. Dila achar shenatlu, because if it's after you picked it up, mida agbe, once you lift it, nafak be, you yotzi a mitzvah, ki the amirim b'sof pirkin. We said at the end, we're saying in a couple of days, I think in 3 days. Umihu, lo mistaber klal, doesn't make sense. Deheyach yivarech alav, v'humunach b'kli. Wait, you're supposed to make the bracha and it's still sitting on the table, or still in the bag, and then make the bracha, it doesn't make sense. It's got to be around you. You can't He's basically stuck between a rock and a hard place. What to do?
So on the table, you make the bracha, then you lift it up. That's a crazy.
Because Tosos doesn't like that. Because Tosos says it's two actions.
It's the same with tefillin.
It's the same thing. Right. The Gemara is going to bring down the Maya for tefillin. Basically, that's why I think you use the word over as opposed to kodem. What you're doing is kodem. You have to do two actions, right? Take, pick it up, and then make the bracha. You weren't supposed to just do overless yasim. It's supposed to be one limited action. So Tosu says, V'ha'amav b'komitz rabba, this is what Marcel said, we say in Menachos, tefillin me'emas ha'mevarech aleim. When do you make the bracha on tefillin? Mishas hanacha, chas kshira. It's either, when you put it on until you tie it. They call shosh ein ha'mitzvah muzmenes v'yado. Gemara says, any time the mitzvah is not in your hands, lasos, you're ready to do it, lo mistabak ha'mevarech aleim. You can't make a bracha on it. Because anything like that is kodem l'kodem. That's why we don't, is over. That's why I think we use the word overless as opposed to kodem. Because kodem can mean any step beforehand. But it's not any step before. It has to be mamish right immediately before. So answer number one is Shema Mishayachel Litov Lulav Kodem Shito Esrog Mevarech. Maybe you take the lulav without taking the esrog, and then you make the bracha. Behind the overless yason, Shema Akhman Zedzeh. And that's prior to doing anything because it's the Makavichal, you're not Yotze. So pick up the lulav, make the bracha, then pick up the esrog. That's answer number one. Inami, or answer number two, which is most of us are familiar with, la'achar shenotel shneihem, inami la'achar shenotel shneihem, make the bracha after you pick up both of them, ela shehofich echan mehem. When you pick it up, you pick one of them up, opposite, right? We do that with the pitum down. Oh, put the pitum down, right? Kidaminim so pirkin, kishehafku, because when you flip it down, the ain yotze b'mitzvah ela derech adilason. You only yotze the mitzvah if you hold it the way it grows. It doesn't grow upside down, apparently. Right? Kidarshin repair gulva rava, mindiksiv asheshitin omdim. Right? That's.
It grows like this.
What?
It does grow upside down.
I'm just telling you what the Tosa says.
We should make the bracha with down.
Correct.
Down. Why? That's all gross.
No, but he says it doesn't say that here. No. You hope if echem ehen, kishe hafku, the ein yotze b'mitzvahs el derech gedilason. You're not yotze, you only yotze it when the way it grows.
Well,
yotze,
why
do
you turn it over?
Then why do you turn it over?
Why do you always use it that way?
Yeah.
I don't know. They say
it doesn't grow like that.
Yeah, you cut it by the yokas.
Right. Okay, I'm just telling you what Tosa says. I don't know. The next answer... The next answer is, even if you take a kederach adilasan, the Tosa's assumption is that it grows facing up. Just have kavana, not to be yotze until afterwards. The apogav darmina b'sof ra'ohu beizdin. Even though it says the end of the parak in Rosh Hashanah, the mitzvah ain't shuchas kavana, that you don't need kavana. But if you have opposite kavana, then you're yotze. Mikol makom bal karchol nothing. If you have specific kavana not to be yotze, then you're not yotze. So you pick it up. I'm not being yotze. Go back to the bracha. That's one. Now Shulchan Aruch says, and Simon Tov Reish Nun Aleph Siv Hey. Yevarich al netilas lulav v'shechianu kodem sheyito leesrog kedei sheyvarich over l'siyaso. Number one is the first answer in Tosos. You take it the lulav, make the bracha, then take the esrog. Answer number two: Oh, yahafocha esrog achivarich. Turn the esrog upside down. Okay. Only quotes one and two. Then you go to the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says kodem sheyito. He says mitam de ein levarich kodem sheyitlenu halulav. The lulav mistaber makes like Tosos. It doesn't make sense to make the bracha when the lulav is still in the kli, right? You can't make the bracha after you take the abraminum. If therefore you take the bracha before you take the esrog, that is over l'siyason. Shema akvin zedzeh sounds very similar to Tosos. Answer number one. Answer number two. Oh yahafocha esrog. Mishmaru says ha'okitz lamala. You put the okitz facing up. The Enu Yotzeve, because you possess, you're not Yotze this way, the Ba'inan Derech Kedilason. It has to be Derech Kedilason, right? It's like you said in O space. So therefore, you don't do it that way. That is one and two. But then the Mishnah Brewer says, Ba'ayin Bivor, then he says, the Shulchan Aruch left out the third answer, even though he quoted it in the Beis Yosef. He quoted that in the Beis Yosef, but he leaves out the Shulchan Aruch. Ba'ayin Beis Yosef, the Yesh Oneitza. There's another way to do it. Kodem lasiyason, the hainu sheyikavein shelo leitzes min ha'ben mitzvah ad achar bracha. Just have kavana not to be yotze until after the bracha. Shayutu kulum b'yodo. And then he says, "Va'ayim before her gra, look at the gra, shakasha the zeh, eitzah heya yosim u'chayasha b'kulon." The gra likes the last answer the best. Those who do abhor to the minhag of gra, and others who apparently didn't realize that that's the minhag of gra and that's their minhag, they take the lulav in by its lulav and etzer by itself, and it has specific kavana not to be yotzi until after the bracha, which becomes a problem.
Wait, why nobody suggests, why can't you just take one in each hand, not put them together, make the bracha, and then put them together?
Who says they have to be together?
All it says is you have to hold them both in each hand. And why nobody uses then what the Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara said, that the case number one. Why nobody just pick up the lulav, make the bracha, and then
I don't know why nobody does it. Maybe people do it.
Who does this?
One? I don't know. Who does eitzah number three? I do.
What?
I was always taught to just not have kavana. You pick it up. And you do. I had no idea that it was the minhag gra, but that's how
it is.
Why is it dangerous? You don't think when you do mitzvahs? I always think when I do the mitzvahs.
Not negatively.
Right.
The same thing as you do.
You pick it up regularly.
Yeah.
And I just make, and then I make the bracha, and I have to put it to the yotzei after the bracha.
I do right. Option two.
Most people do option two.
The problem with that is,
most people do option two. Tosos address that. Tosos addressed that. But Tosos addresses that. Tosos addresses that. He says, "Afal gav darina mesofro beis in the mitzvahs answers kavana mikol mokum bal karchol lo nafik." If you have negative kavana, then you're not yotze.
So you have to have the negative kavana.
Of course. Okay. Of course. Why is that a problem?
No, because you have to say for the second.
Yes. What are you talking about? These guys say, you say Harini Mukhir Mazuman, you sing the whole Yehi Ratzon. You're not thinking about the mitzvah?
Sure.
Promise the guys who do the Kabbalah of the Torah don't say the whole Yehi Ratzon anyway.
It's easy
but
to do option B.
What?
Yes. Yes. It's easy to option this way.
I don't know. It's not.
I don't ask what the whole art, this whole thing is anyway about.
Right.
You do a tefillin, you're going to want it the same way. You do put on a talus, right. The same way. Everything's the same way. This week, we focus on this one.
Because the mitzvah is the netila, because the second you pick it up, you're yotzei. But when it comes to the tefillin, it's the kshira, whatever, the kshira, the hanacha, so you could say it right before and then do it. Right? And then do it.
That's
what
I'm saying.
When you do
it. No, when
you're
not
tied, you're not going to have a shiva.
You could say the kshira tefillin.
What?
No.
Okay, we gotta go weiter. We gotta go weiter. Okay, the Mishnah says, the short tops. Halokeach lulav mechaveru b'shvias. What?
I understand.
I don't understand the question.
Talus is the same way.
The laws grow upside down. That the esrog grows upside down.
Right.
I think it's going by the tree, not by the individual.
Exactly. The hook is.
It goes by the tree.
Every tree.
Exactly. Every lulav also. The branches are drooping down.
Because of the weight. That's how it grows.
Upright. Because the tree grows upright.
No, it goes by the
esrog.
No, it doesn't.
No, it's
not this way.
Someone who buys a lulav from his friend on shvius, no same lo esrog b'matana l'pisha ain rashai l'klokol b'shvius. Somebody who buys a lulav from his chavero, and basically the Gemara seems to indicate they were talking about someone who buys a lulav from an amaretz on shmita. No same lo esrog b'matana. You should try to convince the guy who's selling it to you to give you the esrog, you know, gratis. Because you can't do business with shvius produce, right? Rashi says halokeach lulav mechavero. He says li nira da halokeach lulav me'am aretz garsinan, that it shouldn't be chavero. The megirsa should be me'am aretz. Tosas argues about that, right? But he says that you take, basically you're buying the lulav from an am aretz. No sin lo esrog matana. You have to give the esrog matana. Rashi says chaver shokone hoshana kulam am aretz. You're going to buy the entire arbaminum from an am aretz. But shvius on shmita, yivakash imen li'tein lo esrog matana. You should ask from him to give you the esrog as a present. Lefisha ein rashai, because you're not allowed to buy the shmita produce. The Gemara will explain what the reason is. So the Gemara says, what if the guy doesn't want to give it to you as a present? He wants to make money. So he says, lo ratza li'tein lo matana. Then what do you do? Mahu? What do you do? Amar Rav Huna, mavliyo ladimei esrog b'lulav. You convince him to incorporate the esrog price into the lulav. Meaning, if you're paying more for the lulav as opposed to the esrog, right? Rashi says, "Mavliyala deme esrog lulav yimkor lulav biyoker ad sheitin lo esrog matana." You pay more for the lulav, and the esrog comes out to matana. Basically, it's a halachic, I won't say trick, but it's a way of doing something. You're paying for the lulav, and the esrog is free.
So what happened?
So we'll deal with it. We'll deal with it.
So what happened? In Israel, where they have like the Arba Minim Shuk. During the Shemitah year, they do it differently?
Same thing you do here.
No. When you go to the Arba Minim Shuk in Israel, You go to one guy, you buy the lulav. You go to one guy, you buy the asher. Go to one guy, you buy the aravas.
I have no idea.
Some people only sell
I've never been to the Israel Pesukim, so I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. So ask somebody when you go there. The next time you go for Shemitah, ask them. I don't know the answer.
Next year.
I don't know. Yeah, but I don't think, I think it's only, pro- I don't know. So maybe you're not supposed to do that on Shemitah. Maybe they don't do that on Shemitah. I don't know.
I'll let you know.
Okay. Take me. Take me along with you. I'll ask the question.
We did. One shot.
And then he gives you the esrog, I guess the way it is. Because you're not supposed to give Shemitah currency or money, Shemitah money, to an Amaretz. What does that mean? You can't give the Amaretz Shemitah currency only up to the amount of three meals. So what does that mean? Not that you can't give him money. You can't give him money that has Kedusha Shvius on it. Shvius has Kedusha. If you buy something, Shemitah produce, that can't be bought. Obviously, before it's Shas Bior, you buy Shemitah produce, then the Kedusha is transferred onto the money. So let's look at Rashi to explain what's going on. The Torah Amra La'Ochla. Torah said that you can deal with Shemitah produce to eat, the Lo L'Schora, and not for business. Shekol Peros Shvius, Chayovim lispa'er b'shvius. All Shemitah produce has to be destroyed or burnt b'shvius. Hain u'dimehen. Them and the money used to purchase them. Because there's a transfer of Kedusha onto the money. V'lo sheyase b'hem schoroso. You can't use it to make business. La'tznia la'achar shvius u'la'ashir. You can't do business with the Shemitah produce. Up to the point in time we allowed to sell the Shemitah produce, which is before the Hasbira, which is before the time that they're gone from the field, you sell them. And you get the money, but it transfers onto the kesef. But at Shas Bior, that kesef also has to be get rid of it. How do you get rid of the kesef? You transfer it onto produce or something like that. You can't. But the Amoratsim don't do that. What they'll do is they'll keep the money. They'll keep the money to profit, which is something that they shouldn't do. Well, let's finish Rashi. The Amei Haaretz chashudim al kach, and the Amei Haaretz are chashed on this. Lefikach ein moshim lehem damim. Therefore, you can't give them money. Likach mehem klum bedamim. Because if you give them money more than enough to buy three meals, which is what you need for a day, more than enough to buy three meals, then they're going to keep it, and then you can violate lifnei iver.
So why is the lulav allowed to be sold?
We'll deal with it. So the kavra lifnei iver lo detain mikso. Yosemi mazon shalos sudos. Rashi says, what is that? Aval mazon gimol mosin kidechayev. The point being is that you can give them a minimum amount. So what we do here is you don't want to give the May Peiro Shvi Islam Aretz. So therefore you don't want to give him, right now the assumption is that only the Esrog has the Shemitah problem right now. So you want to pay for the Lulav, you don't want to pay for the Esrog. I always had a question about those who don't hold the Het Mechira in Eretz Yisrael. Menachem, maybe you can answer the question for me. You don't hold the Het Mechira in Eretz Yisrael, but everybody else does. So then they buy produce, which according to you, who don't hold the Het Mechira, is Shemitah. So they paid cash for those fruits. Now that cash has Kedusha Shvius, and now the cash is in circulation. So every piece of cash that you use has a suffix d'oraisa of being. So I always thought, even if you don't hold the Het Mechira, you by default do hold the Het Mechira. Now is there? There's got to be an answer to that. I'm not sure what my question is that the Kedusha transfers onto the cash. So that 100 shekel bill, that 10 shekel coin, now is Kedusha Shvius, and now it's in circulation. So how do I know when I go to the Makolet that I'm not getting back and then I have to get rid of that before the Shas Bior? I don't know. I understand. So I understand. Well, that's the reason for the Hetzim Mechira to begin with. I'm just saying that those who don't. Don't by default the currency get the Kedusha? I don't know. There has to be an answer to that.
So you can do schor and implies with someone who's not
Amoritz.
Okay.
For the Amoritz, when it comes to the non, up to the Shas Bior, but when it comes to the non Amoritz, you're not concerned that he's going to keep the money in his pocket. The guy who knows the chaver, who knows the halacha, will get rid of that money before Shas Bior.
So you can do business if you do
up to the Shas Bior.
The whole year, whatever.
I don't know. Each produce has a different. The Mishnah Shvius. Each produce has a different right. Different time when he has Shas Bior.
Hey,
I'm not sure Lemaisa because I'm not really familiar with how it goes in Shemitah. All right. So the Mishnah is right. We said the Tanya ain Mosin Demei Peir Shvius Lam Aretz Yosin Mosin Shalosudos. However, in Masar, let's say by mistake you gave it to him. So what do you do? Now you have a problem because you're lifting Iver to him. He's keeping this money and he's not going to get rid of it. So Yomar, what you do, you say, Hare Mos Halalu, the money that I gave him, Yeh Muchulolim, Al Peiro Sheyeshli Besof Besi. They should be Muchulal under the payros in my house. So basically, I take the Shemitah Kedusha and I transfer it from his money to my fruits, and I'll get rid of my fruits because I guess a Zachon Ladim Shlo Bafanav. I guess that's how it works.
The money's not yours anymore.
What? Because Zachon Ladim Shlo Bafanav.
Yeah, you gave it to the other guy.
So what? But Zachon Ladim Shlo Bafanav. I can be Zocha for him. You know, Tosos brings down, it seems to be a machlokus in the seventh parak of Bava Kama in Meruba as to whether or not that works. Tosos says, Plukta hi b'shmaisa ditznuin b'meruba gabe kerim im yochel l'chal l'mashu b'yad chavero u'manda asr kashem amolokan. Of course, the Manda Amr maybe says like you, and you can't do that, so then what's going on here? But that's, you must come to the Manda Amr, says it. This is achel adr shlo b'fonot, and I can transfer it. So I do the transfer for him. Now, this is a fix. And I want to make sure that the guy, that's my issur, because I'm doing lifnei iver. I gave him too much money. So I fix it this way.
So you give non-Shemitah produce, the Kedusha of...
Yeah, because it transfers. Kedusha, Shemitah transfers.
When you get home, you've got to get rid of that.
Right.
Is there an example that they give?
For transfer money?
No, is that for
I don't know. I don't know. He
so
says...
So when you get home, you got to get rid of that fruit from your refrigerator or whatever. Because you transfer the Kedusha.
You can eat it, or just get rid of it, make sure it's gone before Shas Bir. Yeah. Right, but you're a chaver, so you're not chashed on that, right? The imasa yomar harei mos halal yumul chalal al peir sheishi b'sof beisi ubava ochlam kedusha shviyis, and then you eat them with the rules of kedusha shviyis, whatever those rules are. Rashi says ochal osam haperos b'kedusha shviyis achila b'shtiya v'sicha v'adlakas aner, whatever is allowed to do, you do it, you deal with it up to the time when it comes to a certain point in time where you have to get rid of it.
It's a hard concept to make 6 year produce 7 year produce.
What do you mean?
You're making the six regular fruit from okay. last year.
You're giving it to Kedush. You're giving it to Kedush Shvius. What if you did a barter?
Yeah.
Do the same thing.
Right.
But okay. So now the Gemara brings up Brisa. Bamedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you can give him Gimel Seudos, you give him three meals? That's min hamuf, Bilokeach min hamufkar. Avilokeach min hamashumar, afilu b'chatzi isar isar. If you get from the mashumar, then even chatzi isar is usar. The small amount is usar to give him. What's that case? Rashi. Bamedvar murim de mazum gimel su'udos mia mosum. When can you give him that the money for three meals? That's bilokeach min hamufkar. That's when you take something that's like open. It's not guarded. Shara'a chavar zeh she nit laktu peiros halalu b'sader hamufkar. Because all the produce is hefker. The Amar took it from a Sadeh Hamufkar. She'en Amar Zesh Somro. He's not guarding it. Ho'yo Bolo Ra'inu Choshud Mutar Limsolo Ma'at. So he's not so Choshud, you can give him a little bit. Avolo Harvey Shulti Eno Tzar Latzniyan. So he doesn't hide the money and keep it. Avablokeach Min Amushmar Mishumar. If he takes it from a guarded field. She'sode Zoha Haisa Mishumeris Begeder. U'pasach Na'ol Zeh. And this guy opens that field. Nechshad le'inyon she'enu makir le'aniyim. He's supposed to be makir your field on Shemitah. But if he takes it from if he's guarding it, so now he's really chashiv. He's chashiv and I even being makir his field. So don't give him anything now. So now he's violating Shemitah all the way. Diksiv achlo evyonei amcha v'harama hu shemochra yidei al yad yad. Point being is that if you see him being more chashiv, you've got to give him less money. If he's only taking from a field that's mufkar, then he's already taking it from permitted Shemitah produce. The only concern is that he's going to hoard the money. But if you see him that he's taking it from a Meshumer field, then he's not being Koshomer Shemitah at all. You can't give him anything. So Masiv Rav Sheshes then asks, Umina Mifkar Gimos Udos Vesulo. All you can give him if he's taking it from a Hefker field is the amount of money that he can purchase three meals Vesulo and nothing more. Virimini, I'll ask you a Stira. I'm going to bring now the Mishnah in Shvius, which is going to list a whole bunch of items that Shemitah doesn't apply to them. So these are Hapigam, Hayevuzin, the Hashitim, the Chalgolgos, the Hakusbar Shebaharim, the Hakarko Shebenaharos, the Hagagir Shel Afar. Those are our scroll. What are those things? Yeah. I want to know if it makes a difference if I translate them or not.
Rue and sorrel.
No.
And asparagus and purslane.
Okay.
I'm going to make any difference.
And mountain coriander and river cress.
Mountain coriander.
Now rocket.
Okay. So I think the Rashi says that the shitin, he says, is isparus, which is asparagus. And then the agogolus is pulpit and all that. And he says the pulpit is min asafar. And then he says something is. Where's afia?
A metal rocket.
Metal rocket. So I don't know what those things are. He says Hakarpos shel Naharos. He says it's afia, which he says is celery. Which, okay, so maybe that's what the Targum Law says. Okay, so these things, these items, right? Peturim and Meiser, you don't have to take Meiser from them. V'nikachin mikol adam b'shvius. You can take it from anybody. You can get any amount, basically, on Shemitah. L'fi she'en kayotze behen nishmar. Because they're not considered mishumar items. So what Rashi says, Peturim and Meiser, v'chol hashanim. All year, they're putter from Meiser. Hidam aforish time. What's the reason? She'en kayotze behen nishmar. Because no one guards them. It's all these items are always considered efgar. She'en chashuv and alabrios. People don't think they're chashuv. Umafkirin osam lakol. And everyone's just mocking it. If it grows, you just mock it because you don't care about them. The hefker put them in a miser. And something that's hefker is put them from a miser. How do we know that something hefker is put them from a miser? They say it because the pasuk says, Ubahalevi, he ain't lo chelik benachla imcha, ima. The levi gets it because he doesn't have a chelik benachla. He doesn't have a piece of this produce. But when it comes to hefker, the levi does have a piece of the produce because he can gather it just like anybody else can. Only thing that a levi doesn't have a portion of that you take meiser from. Yotze hefgar, that excludes hefgar, leka, tshikha, keya, sheyesh lo chelik imach. Because the levi does have a chelik. Anything that's hefgar, the levi can grab. So anything that's automatically hefgar is patur min ha-meiser, because that's not a question of the levi not having a piece. And the Rashi continues, v'nikachem yikol adam b'shvius, and it can be bought from any individual on shvius. V'af al gav d'shvius, nahaga b'mukarin, mib'nein shekayotze behen nishmar. Anyone who grabs it, you can buy from them because it's not minar mishumar like we said before. It's minar mufkar because by definition these things are considered hefker. But afa gav lo yidina be bevadai, if people don't know it for sure that these items are hefker, machzina le bahachi, we have a chazaka that they're hefker. They ain't derech l'shomran because no one guards them. It's not the way to guard these. Leficha, therefore, mostrim lo demehen, you can give them money. Belo chashdina lecha yetzniyem l'chsora. It doesn't say any here that you can buy it from anybody, the Mishnah says. It doesn't give a limitation that you can't buy it from an Amaret, a Muslim three sudos. Then the Gemara says, no, there is a limitation. The Gemara then says, Hu Mosiv Law, he asked the question, Hu Mifarak Law, he answered the question, Bichdei Manshanu. Bichdei Amar Barakana, Amar Yochan, Bichdei Manshanu. What is Bichdei Manshanu? Rashi says, Bichdei Man, Bichdei Mizonosov. Enough for his Mizonos. The nikachin behind the shalosh sudos. So you only can buy, he says there is an implicit limitation. If you're buying it from an amaretz, you can only buy the amount that's kedei mazon shalosh sudos because we're worried he's going to hoard the money and keep it beyond the time where he has to get rid of it on Shemitah. The Gemara then asks, well, how do you know bichdei mon, that mon means mazonos? Mazonos means mazonos. How do you know that mon means mazonos? So the Gemara says, my mashma, the high mon, lishma de mazoni. How do you know that's a lashon of mazon? The hudiksir, that's why it says, in Daniel, Vayimon lahem ha-melech, what's the full pasuk? It says, Vayimon lahem ha-melech, Vayimon, whatever that means, Devar yom b'yomo, what did he give them? Mi pas v'agag ha-melech, mi mishtav, ulegadlam, shanim shalosh, miksasam yandul tnei ha-melech. He gave them produce, he gave them food. So Vayimon means that he fed them. So mon is a lashon, he fed them the food, as the pasuk says. So mon is a lashon of mizonos. So b'chdei mon, you can give him up to the amount of mon, but you can't give him more than that, which means gimel sudos. Now comes the question. If the problem is that, right, Rashi says, Ihachi, right? What is Ihachi? We just read Ihachi, the aim mosim deme shvius l'amaretz, that you can't give money in exchange for a shmita produce to an amaretz. That's why you're going to give him gimel sudos. So lulav nami. So how can you buy the lulav? You asked me before. The lulav is also shmita. To read Rashi inside again. Ihachi, the aim mosim deme shvius l'amaretz, lulav nami lo nizban minei. You can't buy the lulav from him. Sha'ap bo noeg shvius, the haim mefarshu kama, because this shmita even applies to the lulav. You see, before later on, there's going to be an issue as to whether or not it does, because it's not, but you can't eat it. But the maskana of the Gemara is that shmita is noeg by the lulav. Take that as a fact.
What do you mean?
We figure it out.
It's dates. It's a date tree.
So maybe it applies to the dates, not necessarily to the branches.
Right.
Not to the branches.
And this should go, by the way, should work the same way as that last thing. You had six items over there that are hefker because it grows all over. You can get all over Israel, you can pull out a date tree.
I guess it's not listed, maybe their own.
It doesn't need to.
It's not a question of whether you can, it's a question of people view it as something that's chashuv. And I guess people who have those orchards view it as something that's chashuv, and they don't, okay. So that's why it's considered minor mishumar. But the Gemara is asking you, what do you mean? So you're going to be mavliya with the Dmei Lulav? The Dmei Lulav also has Shemitah Kedusha. So how does that work? So the Gemara answers is that the Shemitah is different. It's different years for the lulav and for the esrog. What does that mean? Rashi says, Gemara says, right? Ihachi lulav nami says lulav bar shishis hanichmas l'shviyas hu. What you have is the lulav that you're using on Sukkos is a sixth year produce, because it didn't grow from Rosh Hashanah till now. It grew the year before. So if it grew the year, we'll ask about the esrog in a moment. Okay, so we'll get to it. So if we did, Gemara says, if it didn't grow now, basically buying, it's a sixth-year lulav. Rashi says, "Mushani lulav bar shishis hanichlas shvizu." The al korchach b'chamisha sar yom shem Rosh Hashanah arachag lo gadol. Definitely didn't grow at this point from Rosh Hashanah till now. The kaimalon, and we know halacha lemaisa that ilon basar chanato az linon beivim masechus Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we figure out where shemitah applies from what's produce. So when it comes to a tree, it goes basar chanato, which means the planting. So the planting was, right?
The planting?
Or the seed, or the growth, when it starts to grow. When it starts to sprout. Yeah. So that is by year six. So the Gemara says, wait a second, Mata, your question. Okay. This esrog also certainly did not grow, especially to this size, from Rosh Hashanah till now. It's last year's produce. So why are you worried that it's Shemitah on the esrog and not on the lulav? So the Gemara says, esrog basar likitas linan. Esrog has the din of a vegetable, which the Shemitah applies to it by one, it's picked. I guess the assumption being is if it's picked.
Yeah, wow.
Right, so that's what Gemara says. Esrog basar likitas linan, the chalak mishar ilanos. It's different than other trees. Vidino kiyarek, because it has the halacha of a vegetation. Shahalchu bod basar likita. It goes according to when you gather it. Right? Mishum, the gadol
ha- all vegetables?
That, all vegetables.
Mishum, all
the vegetables. Yeah, that's
what I just said. What?
And esrog, mishum the gadol akolmayim, because it grows by all water, like a vegetable. Kedamrina and Rosh Hashanah, v'tvuah v'ilonos kadeinam amik v'shamim v'esrog gadol akolmayim shemasam asu tamid. As we also said before, that hadar might mean that he constantly with all the water. We figured out how we learned out creates hadar and esrog. Water is because of the water. So therefore, it goes basar likita. Because basar likita, then it's possible, I guess. I don't know, but b'zman hazeh, people. It's the following year that becomes
exactly,
the issue.
Because if they cut it in the year, which they do,
right, so that's not, so it's the problem we have with Shemitah produce is now is the eighth year.
Correct.
The eighth year, because, so then you have but then you have a problem with the lulav and the esrog.
I think it's the lulav, you know, the lulav has fruit.
Right, but it's
we didn't
going.
We didn't give that answer.
So
we'll give it tomorrow.
Right.
We'll give that answer tomorrow, not fruit.
And therefore what?
No Shemitah.
It doesn't apply?
I don't think so.
Right, but Rashi just said it does apply.
Yeah, Rashi said it does apply.
But it can't.
The
Gemara's
going to ask that tomorrow.
He says, "Vekaim alon, Elon." Okay, so maybe the Gemara that'll be that. Okay.
I thought they made an arbitrary thing. Otherwise, they'll never be able. You can pick each one separately. And
I guess I don't know. So the Gemara then asks. Wait a second. Right. So the Gemara says, "Ihachi esrog nami bashius and nifas shviyasi esrog bas lakita zlinam." So the Gemara says, "How does he say that esrog goes according to the lakita?" We're going to see that this is machlokes even become Leon Rabbi Lazar about the status of the esrog, but both of them agree that the esrog goes basar chanata. So what's going on here? It says, "V'ha bein Rabbi Gamliel, bein Rabbi Eliezer, le'inyan shviyas." When it comes to shmita, esrog basar chanat baslin. When it comes to the esrog, you go according to the gather. So what's going on here, right? Rashi says, "Bein Rabbi Eliezer, bein Rabbi Gamliel." Says the iflegu be esrog le'inyan meiser. There's a machlokus regarding them as to what, how you determine what year of the meiser cycle the esrog goes to. But again, you have to, if it's meiser ani or it's meiser sheni, it's depending on the year. Year two, year three, three and six is meiser ani. 1, 2, 4, and 5. Is my Shoshani, right? So we have the Bryce that says as follows. The Tanan, not Bryce, it's a Mishnah. The Tanan, right? Esrog shavel ilam begimel drachim. The esrog is similar to a tree. It comes to three things. Uli yerek bedaver echad. And similar to a vegetation in one way. Shavel ilam begimel drachim. How? La orla. I guess it has the halachas of orla and nether ulurai. Uli shvias. And it has the halacha of shvias. Meaning, it's like a tree, and therefore it goes basar chamata. We have the same thing as the lulav. The liyarek, and how is it similar to vegetation? Bederech echad in one way. She b'shas likitaso isuro. That you go according, you determine which maisa cycle it is based on when you gathered it. When you gathered it. So Rashi says imchanat b'shana shnius. If it grew out in the second year. You're supposed to give Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, but you gathered it in the third year, and then you're supposed to give Maisa Ani, so then, mit asrik, and then Maisa Shlishis. It all depends on when you gathered it. So that's what he says. That's how he says. That's what Rabbi Eliezer says, and Rabbi Gamliel, that's what Rabbi Gamliel says, Divi Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Esrog Shavu Ilan L'chol Davar. It's like an Ilan across the board, you go according to when it grows. But according to both Shitos, the Esrog goes at Basar, Chanata, not Lakita. So,
you know, so is it usual that the fruits stay on for years?
Right.
So, when do you decide that it was Chanata?
I guess there's a point in time where.
Three years ago?
There's a point in time, yeah, I guess so. You have to figure it out.
Confusing to think
that. Don't the Esrog guys, don't they wrap like stuff around? They put ribbons around it? Yeah, I mean. Yeah, so you have to do it. It's a bit, that's why they make money. They put out time and effort into it.
On the same tree, let's say, you can have one Esrog.
Possibly.
Right?
Possibly, yeah. So, who does he hold like? So he says, the Amar Ki HaTana, he holds like the following Tana. The Tanya, the following Braisa, brought down in Sefer Sefta and Shvius. Amar Rav Yossi says, Avtulmus is a third generation Tana. Heyud Mishum Chamisha Zakenim. He gave testimony in the name of five elders that Esrog, after Likita Lamaisa, the five Zakenim said that the Esrog goes after Likita, after you gather it. The Rabboseinu Nimnu Beusha, the Amru, Bein Lamaisa, Bein Lashvius. That it goes, it's Meiser and Shvius goes according to Lakita. They go when you gather it. So you would hold like that, Tana, who says that it goes according to the Shvius, it goes when you pluck it, I guess. And the Gemara says, wait, Shvius, mind the Kashme. Just a little side, but the first Tana talked about Meiser, and then you talked about Meiser and Shvius. So what's going on? It says, Chasumi Mechser of Hakitani. There was a missing in the text, which is interesting. Usually Chasumi Mechser we see in the Mishnah. Here we see Chasumi Mechser even in the Tosefta. But Hakitani, when it comes to an Esrog, Acher Lakita Lemeiser, but Acher Chanata Lashvius. It's a distance. The Tanakama holds that the Tanakama that Bryce holds that you go according to when you gather it Lemaiser. So if I gather it in year three, even though it grew in year two, it has a status of you have to do Meiser Ani. But you to determine what year in the Shemitah cycle, you go according to when it sprouted. The Rabboseinu Nimnu Beusha, but the Chachamim in Usha said the Amru Esrog Basal Kita Bein Lemaiser Bein Lishvius. When it came to Meiser and to Shvius, it goes according to when you gather it. So our Tana is going according to my Domo says that the Esrog is when you gather it. The Lulav is when it grew. So the problem that we had now was that the Esrog was probably gathered post Rosh Hashanah. And it was gathered post Rosh Hashanah, it is a Shemitah problem. The Lulav grew before, so it's not a Shemitah problem. So I can do the Havlah and make the Esrog and just buy the Lulav because that is not Shemitah produce. And tomorrow, we'll continue talking about the Lulav and Shemitah regarding the Lulav. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.
So worse come to worse, if you pay for an Esrog from an